Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And time once again for Nature Notes with our natural friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by the Yard and Cardinal Corner. We'll talk with Jim in just moments. Then you'll all hear from my friends Pam and Lee at Cardinal Corner and their after Christmas sale. It's on right now. Like, you're going to find savings throughout the store. And it's not just bird feeders and bird seed you'll find there either. Lee, Pam, and Amy have such great taste. They fill their stores with things like beautiful jewelry, purses, scarves, kitchen items, home decor. You'll find books, wind chimes, so much more. Beautiful and unusual selection of bird feeders. Of course, you'll find them in their bird baths, bird houses. Now, these items, not only made in America, you're going to find them made right here in Minnesota, too. Cardinal Corner, the freshest bird seed you will find anywhere. Keep in mind, it's the after Christmas sale on now at Cardinal Corner. Stop in. See Lee and Pam. They're in West St. Paul. That's Butler and South Robert. Amy's at the Newport Center location. You can call them 651-455-6556 or visit them online at cardinalcorner.com. Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning. Happy New Year to you, Jim Gilbert. It is officially 21.
Oh, same temperature we've got here on the northwest side of Lake Waconia, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. Wow. Yes. Happy New Year coming up. Wow. Isn't that something?
It really is.
2019.
Yep.
Well, also outside, I noticed southerly breeze. That's bringing the temperature up during the night. Partly cloudy. I see a crescent moon in the south. And it's still fairly, well, it's 7 o'clock here. It's still fairly dark. It's getting a little lighter now, but pretty dark at 7. I shined my flashlight on two eastern cottontail rabbits. They were eating the cracked corn on the ground at our feeding station. Yeah, I saw them last night there, too. So they either stayed all night or just came back early this morning. Sunrise will be 7:51 and sunset 4:41. That gives us 8 hours and 50, that's 50 minutes of daylight, almost 9 hours of daylight. As of today, we have gained 4 minutes of daylight since the winter solstice and shortest daylight amount on December 21st. And then that was 9 days ago when we had 8 hours, 46 minutes of daylight. So we're going in the right direction. Normal high for day is 24. Normal low is 9. We're going to beat that. Record high for December 30th in the Twin Cities, 51. That was 14 years ago, 2014. I wrote in my journal, record high 51 in the Twin Cities. Not a trace of snow left. A coating of water is seen on the tops of the lakes. Lake ice, I guess you should say. Black-capped chickadees sang their whistled spring Phoebe song over and over. Worthington and Redwood Falls both had a high of 57. That was on this date, 2004. The record low is minus 20, set 45 years ago, 1973, minus 20. The most snow we've ever received on this date, 112 years ago, 4 inches fell. That would be 1906. We're a day past the last quarter moon. The moon rose this morning at 1:12. Now, that's about the time Danny has his alarm clock set for.
A little bit later than that.
A little later. Not much, though.
Correct.
I know. Well, anyway, last week, somebody called and asked, or maybe got some kind of an email or something on a chucker.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Well, so I thought, okay, I'll write a little paragraph on a chucker. A chucker partridge, or simply chucker, is a Eurasian upland game bird in the grouse and pheasant family. It was introduced into the United States and Canada from southern Eurasia. Of course, it was introduced into Minnesota several times, especially between 1937 and 1947. The introductions never thrived. They did okay, but never became established well here in Minnesota. But chuckers have become established in rocky, arid mountain areas of the U.S., such as the states of Nevada, Utah, and Idaho. The chucker is the national bird of Pakistan. They're about 14 inches long, weigh a little over a pound each. They're sandy brown overall with a what I call a bold vertical, a set of black bars on the sides of their bodies. They're birds that are, you know, small head and a plump body. Kind of remind you of a chicken. In the winter, chuckers eat seeds from grasses and other plants. In the summer, they switch to insects and green leaves. And chuckers are ground-dwelling birds. They would rather walk or run than fly. Game farm birds are released for hunting in parts of the eastern U.S. So maybe this is one of the birds that was released or something. I don't know. But just every once in a while, someone reports seeing a chucker coming to their feeding station or just seeing in their neighborhood.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's the chucker. So many interesting things have happened. When I'm going to get into some of the snowfall amounts and things like that, but we've got reports. I'll start with the reports. Naturalist Matt Chute from Golden Valley notes that 22, this is right in Golden Valley in a residential area. Okay, 22 individual white-tailed deer live in their neighborhood. Now, how would they know that? These were all caught, and you could, you know, you look at different things on each individual deer. You can tell them apart. They were caught on a next-door neighbor, or I guess neighbor across the street on their trail camera. Also, red foxes and opossums have been seen and photographed. Lately, Matt has counted up to 18 gray squirrels in his yard at one time. It's just this weekend. 12 were eating seeds from one large Amur maple, and 6 were eating cracked corn that Matt Chute spread out on the ground. Diane and Dave Herring, who live near Waterville, reported seeing an opossum out and about on Christmas Day. Ray and Marlene Simon from Northfield continue to have a pair of great horned owls duet hooting. They heard the owls this past Friday evening starting at 4:30, and the owls are doing this to declare nesting territories. The great horned owls are the first Minnesota bird species to nest each year and begin egg laying and incubation by the end of January, just another month. This past Wednesday, Marlene heard a downy woodpecker drumming loudly on the downspout on this pipe. That's a territorial song when it's this fast drumming. The pine siskins are there as one of the 19 species in coming to the feeding station. Over 100 pine siskins coming. They're seed eaters, and they're sometimes seen on the ground eating cracked corn. They do like sunflower hearts and things like that. They also have had an opossum coming to their feeding station, eating cracked corn and other seeds on the ground. Keith and Cheryl Radle from Faribault counted over 200 pine siskins at one time yesterday morning. It was at about 9:30 at their feeding station. That's the most they've ever seen at one time. Keith's brother, Craig Radel also has pine siskins, plus lots of juncos and other birds, including two fox sparrows, at the feeding station at the Wild Bird Warehouse in Willmar. Tom and Lisa Bovers from Faribault said that after Thursday's all-day rain, and by the way, the people I talked to, like in Northfield and Faribault and that, say they have, you know, like just a couple inches of snow on the ground. And I'm going to get into some bigger snowfall amount soon here. But, okay, this past Friday, their backyard feeding station was especially busy after that all-day rain on Thursday. They had five woodpecker species, including the pileated and northern flicker, lots of house finches, and both nuthatches. That would be the red-breasted and the white-breasted, and, of course, the pine siskins. Pine siskins are making themselves known all throughout CCO land. And they've come from, you know, parts of Canada, come down here for the winter. Julie Brophy reports from Victoria that a pair of red-breasted nuthatches visits their feeding station each day, and these small birds sure like peanut parts, you know, just peanuts you put in the feeder. Sharp-shinned hawk flew in yesterday and took a blue jay. Flying squirrels come each evening. They prefer peanuts in the shell and occasionally a walnut. A reporter from Ortonville saw a pair of northern flickers eating hackberry fruit from their front yard during the storm this past Thursday. Well, about 20 purple finches were at the feeders. A male sharp-shinned hawk tries to take a few juncos in the yard every day. Both barred and great horned owls have been heard hooting in the city park at Ortonville just this past week. Bill Jones from Upper Bottle Lake in Hubbard County near Park Rapids reports that the ice in the lake is 14 to 15 inches thick and 18 inches of snow fell December 26th into the 27th. The heavy snow is bending evergreen boughs down, but also providing a beautiful winter landscape. Mary Brislance from Luton notes that in her yard, 18 inches of snow fell, but higher up in elevation, like along the Caribou Trail and at Luton Mountain Ski Area, 24 inches of snow fell this past Wednesday into Thursday. The snow was wet and heavy, sticking to trees, bending them over. I don't think it'll snap off many trees because our native trees are used to having this happen every once in a while. Earlier in the week, Mary Brislance and her son John were at Grand Marais and saw a flock of Bohemian waxwings eating fruit from crabapple trees. They also like the fruit from the native mountain ash trees. Chad Hines from Mankato reports that on the Mankato Christmas bird count that took place last weekend, December 22nd, 27 observers counted 43 species. Some highlights: a Carolina wren, Harris's, white-throated and song sparrows, a brown-headed cowbird, Eurasian collared doves, and golden crown kinglets. Roger and Tammy Field, compilers for the Northwest McLeod County Christmas bird count centered on Hutchinson that was held December 25th, started at 8 in the morning, went to 5 in the afternoon. They are looking at an area, circular area, centered on Hutchinson, about in the area's 15 miles in diameter. 39 species were counted by 12 people, including, and I'm going to do some of the numbers here just so people can realize what this is all about. They counted 12,501 individual birds, including these 39 species. Now, this included, and the most they saw were European starlings, 5,378. The next one, 4,139 Canada geese, 881 mallard ducks, 263 black-capped chickadees, 129 dark-eyed juncos, 122 blue jays, 108 American crows, 83 white-breasted nuthatches, and 4 red-breasted nuthatches, 77 downy woodpeckers, 73 American robins, 60 wild turkeys, 38 ringneck pheasants, 30 northern cardinals, 23 brown creepers, 17 Eurasian collared doves, 16 mourning doves, even 11 red-winged blackbirds, 8 eastern bluebirds, 5 pileated woodpeckers, 3 great horned owls, and a single wood duck.
How about that? Say, Jim, we're almost out of time, a couple of minutes, but I want to make mention, we don't really have a scheduled a spot to talk about By the Yard, but I really wanted to quickly mention that through tomorrow is the last day now that you can take advantage of their gift card promotion. It runs through tomorrow.
Okay.
So for a free $10 By the Yard gift card for every $100 you spend, if you had some fun money received for Christmas, get on the web, buytheyard.net for showroom hours, buytheyard.net, and they want us to tell everybody Happy New Year from By the Yard. Good people.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. And we're enjoying our furniture. We have so many comments of people that the furniture's outside in your front yard and it's wintertime.
Yeah. And you don't have to haul it around at all. Say, Jim, before we go, I know you may have a couple other things, but I don't want to forget our texters. Jim, 6 bluebirds at Elk River, a heated bird bath yesterday. Will they stay all winter at this point?
I don't know. I can't say that for sure. Chance.
Is there such a thing, a texter says, D from Maplewood, as a dark-colored possum?
You know, it could be genetically, but, you know, most of my sea are kind of a light gray color.
Oh, okay.
I've not seen a dark one that I know of. I know the University of Minnesota, when I was a student there, we'd look at pelts of animals, but I don't remember seeing a dark-colored opossum.
Jim, we have about a minute to go if you have anything else.
Yeah, yeah. Close to or below zero temperatures bring out elegant frost designs to the insides of some clear glass window panes. And when you're looking at these things, and the reason I said it is because it was so cold yesterday, I was looking at our garage windows, and I saw swirls and feathers and like fronds looking, you know, kind of like ferns, and miniature forest scene. All when you look at this, it's just neat. Moose in northern Minnesota have begun dropping their antlers. So have white-tailed deer begun dropping their antlers, and that's, of course, throughout all of CCO land. Screech owls often roost in wood duck houses. Gray squirrels also use these nesting boxes for winter shelter. It's kind of neat. So if you got a wood duck house, just go out and look in it. See if you have a screech owl nesting in it, or maybe a whole group of squirrels. Cattail heads look like cold hot dogs in a snow-covered marsh.
That's a good analogy.
Cold hot dogs. Isn't that neat?
Well, Jim, I tell you what.
Can we end at that?
Yes, let's end with that, and we'll invite you back next Sunday morning for more Nature Notes. Happy New Year, Jim, to you and Sandy and your whole family. And we'll talk 1 week from today.
Look forward to it.
Me too.
Bye.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Gilbert back next Sunday morning here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.